You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
You are now about to witness the strength of fantasy knowledge. Fantasy Sports Radio Network, you are now tuned in to the Speeds and Spittin' Statistician on Fantasy Freestyle. Up next on that cypher, the
mic. On the microphone, you know that I'm one of the best yet.
Dane Martinez.
You know what it is. It's your boy Dane Martinez, a.k.a. Speeds, a.k.a. the Spittin' Statistician, a.k.a. the Stable Genius and Vocal Minority, and welcome to another edition of the Fantasy Freestyle right here on the Sports Grid Network and the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. I think that's what it's called. Episode number 407. The 407th convening of the Stats Over Beats Cypher, where anybody who is new to the game should realize that the Cypher, what we do here is help you win your leagues and win that cash. And we put the fun in functional sports radio all the time. SM is already talking about good energy. It ain't only the energy. It's the info. It's the cash. It's it all. And we do it as a family here. And we're known as the Stats Over Beats Cypher, episode 407. That's what's going on. We got a good show for you, okay? We're going to do like we do on a Thursday, usually. I'm going to give you my take on the week 6 home dogs. You know I like, in general, the value. The edge, the opportunity that is posed by the home dog. We got like 5 home dogs this week. I'll tell you which ones I like, which ones I don't. We'll also talk about some DFS plays, all right? I'll put out a DFS lineup, some DFS leans and inklings that'll help you maybe win a little bit of extra cash. We'll preview Thursday Night Football, Giants and the Pats. I know a lot of people are like, it's a 17-point spread. The Pats are going to dump truck them. Why would I watch this when there's other opportunities and other options, right? There's, you know, Game 5 on another channel. Well, I'll give you some reasons, but we will also put the fun in functional sports content. We've got Game of Inches. We've got a Stats Over Beats League update. Let me tell you something. My man Danny Otto is a little bit nervous about his matchup. He wasn't nervous to face the Spittin' Statistician, but he's nervous about this week's matchup, and he probably should be. We'll talk about that and a whole lot more, but let's dive on into it right away. We also got a poll question up, okay, that I want to know what y'all think. There are 4 teams on bye this week, right? You got the Bears and the Raiders who are over in London. Then you got the Colts and the Bills on bye. Interestingly enough, all of these teams already have 3 wins on the season, but do you believe any of them are a real contender? So that is my question. Of these 4 teams that all have at least 3 wins, which one of them is the most serious contender? Is it the Bears, the Colts, the Bills, or the Raiders? And by the way, Monday Night Football, I hope y'all followed me, okay? Because sitting at this desk about 3 days ago, I told you about Monday Night Football. What did I say? I said I liked the Matt Breida over prop. He did that in his first carry, folks. 81 yards and a TD. I told you about the over. I said the San Francisco run game would be the reason they dump trucked the Cleveland Browns. Oh, and by the way, the other prop bet I had was yes on Baker throwing an interception. It was to Sherman. There was a lot of other stuff going on with Sherman and Baker as well. How'd that run game look for you? 275 yards on the ground. I hope you listened. I hope you tailed it because I'm going to give you that same opportunity to do so later on in this show. And I think, honestly, I've said it before, but we need to be serious here. The Niners are kind of legit. And the reason is exactly what I said on Monday. They can do a lot of different things. This Kyle Shanahan offense looks a lot like the Atlanta Falcons did a few years ago, okay? They can run the ball in multiple ways. They've got Swiss Army knives aplenty. You knew about Mohamed Sanu with the Atlanta Falcons, right? Now we got Deebo Samuel and Jalen Hurd, even though he's not really playing. But these guys can do a lot of different things. And that defense is legit, people, giving up only 3 points to the Cleveland Browns. They shut down some other teams before this as well. You gotta like the secondary. You gotta love the front 7 also. There's something like 5 first-round draft picks on that front 7. So keep an eye out for San Francisco moving forward. As I said, the Bills, the Colts, the Raiders, and the Bears are on byes this week. And honestly, people, this is a teach you how to fish instead of give you a fish. Now that we are entering the bye weeks, okay, This is where your depth is tested. So a lot of people were asking me, oh, let me trade these two guys and get this one guy back. Oh, let me do all this. No, you need depth, people. That is going to be a narrative that I'm going to be talking about for the next month and a half because you're going to have buys. Oh, and by the way, it's still a violent game that people are getting banged out with. Okay, you can't get to the point in like week 10 where you're on the waiver wire looking for starters. That is not a playoff team, okay? Value your depth. It's going to be tested in the next few weeks. That's why I say, hey, and with all these injuries continue to pile up, you're going to need them, okay? So don't just cut bait on some of these guys. Don't be so reactionary. And as I know, as we talk about all the time in terms of injuries, okay, this is Thursday. You have to look at what happened on Wednesday and if they're trending in the right or the wrong direction. For example, Vance McDonald still not practicing. Didn't practice, but he played last week. I think he's going to go again. All right. Kamara now limited with an ankle. He's going to play. Don't worry about it. Mason Rudolph even got a limited practice in. A lot of people ask me about Chase Edmonds because David Johnson, they think, is all of a sudden going to miss because he missed one practice or was limited in one practice. Let me know what happens in the Friday practice. If he gets in a limited session, then you ain't got to worry about Chase Edmonds, okay? I think a lot of people are getting reactionary with their moves there as Game 5 between the Houston Astros and the Tampa Bay Rays start off. Gerrit Cole pumps in a heater. MVS now limited with hammy and ankle. The one that's a bad thing is Randall Cobb because he was limited yesterday, downgraded to DNP. That's the problem. Christian Kirk. Looks like he'll come back for the Arizona Cardinals. When we come back, we look at the home dogs. We start to take your questions as well. It's the Fantasy Freestyle, episode number 407. Say it with me, Henderson. Dilly, dilly. You heard?
DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you premier advice. We play every day. All major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections. And now, the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build an optimized lineup for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast. California.
Yeah, you know what it is. California love. here on episode 407 of the Fantasy Freestyle right here on Sports Grid and the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. That California Love song, which, by the way, Danny, I appreciate it. You've come back to the normal beats here for the Stats Over Beats Cypher instead of all that stuff that you got that one time only because you won. So I appreciate that, Danny. And the idea of California Love is real important. I'll get to that in a hot second. But first, I want to answer some of the questions out there. My man Henry Henderson asked me about a different Henry, Hunter Henry, and if that's a viable stash on the Monday show, which I know you saw, Henry, because I have proof. Yes, and I was saying Hunter Henry is a viable waiver ad now. You don't want to wait next week when they're like, oh, he's back. You need to get ahead of the game right now. Yes, I would pick up Hunter Henry. I don't think he's going to play this week, but I do think, listen, going into the season, this guy was like, what, tight end 4, 5, 6 in a lot of rankings? If you can get that now from the waiver wire for everything after week 7, sure, I would do that, Henry. I think that's a good look. Gerardo is on there asking me about some guys for tonight and or for this week. I like Sony Michel. Listen, I think this game flow is going to be all about Sony Michel, okay? They say it's windy, it's raining, and I believe the Patriots are going to be up by multiple touchdowns in the second half. That means carries for Sony Michel to me. And I'll also tell you, Gerardo, if you look on FanDuel right now on the sports book, you know how they put props up for everybody to score a touchdown? The biggest favorite, the worst odds, the biggest favorite is Sony Michel. So a lot of people think he'll get in the end zone. Sony Michel is my answer to that one. Perry Ng, my person for sure. Game of Inches, leader in the clubhouse right now. It's Robert Woods for me. I think that game flow, again, is going to be an issue. And, I think these Rams are all right. They're going to throw. And the last thing I'll say, the California love, because two things now for the Stats Over Beats Cypher. One, shout out to Liz out there in Cali. But she received her friendship bread today from someone else from Cali, our homegirl Jilly Dilly. And I got to tell you something. Jilly, I know you're listening. Stats Over Beats Cypher, I love you all. But Jilly, You're effing amazing. I really appreciate it. You're giving friendship bread to pretty much everybody right now. And that's an amazing thing. Truly part of the glue that holds the Stats Over Beats Cypher together. And Henry, you know I was going to play this clip, right, brother man? So when I introduce the show, and I see in the chat room a lot of people like saying, you know what it is, blah, blah, blah. I always go like this when I'm about to start it. And I am touched, as usual, to see what you guys are doing at home, the way you receive the Fantasy Freestyle. And we are going to go into the Henderson's house right now. Check this out. This is Henry getting ready for a little Fantasy Freestyle, following along with the spitting statistician. Go ahead, Danny. Play that joint. That's what I'm talking about. Yes. Yes. Yo, I you can keep it up for a hot second, Danny. Yeah. That was episode 406. There it is. We are now up to 407. Thanks a lot, Danny. But this is, listen, honestly, guys, I think y'all know by now. This makes me smile. This is good stuff. All right, what we're building over here. So I wanted to show everybody that I do appreciate it. All right, let's get to it. We got these home dogs that I wanted to talk about, okay? There are a bunch of them. First one up, and I'll tell you which ones are diamonds, which ones are fugazis, all right? First one up, the Cleveland Browns are home dogs this week against the Seattle Seahawks. They're getting 1.5. Let me tell you something. I do not trust the Cleveland Browns. I said it on Monday. I'll tell you again. And what have I also been talking about with the Seattle Seahawks? That they're someone I do trust. They're a team I do trust. Russell Wilson to make the plays. This is a blue chip team with better coaching and an identity against a team that is searching for one and still worrying about who's shaking whose hand and what the media is saying. I am not going to take the points. Give me Seattle to go ahead in there and go ahead and get a W outright, in my opinion, and even cover the spread. Remember, the NFC West is competitive, right? You got the Rams out there, but now you got the Niners still undefeated. The Seahawks can't take a week off. I think they go in there and win in Cleveland. So the Cleveland Browns to me are fugazi. Even though they're getting points, you need to forget about them. All right, next one up. The Arizona Cardinals. This is another one. The Arizona Cardinals are at home getting points against the Atlanta Falcons. They're getting 2.5. I'll take the points. I'll take the points. I've told you I am off Atlanta. I need to see it. This, to me, is a coaching issue as well. I mentioned it on Monday. The players are still there, but you cannot have Matt Ryan throwing the ball 47 times. You're going to need to be able to run the ball. Now, against the Arizona Cardinals would be a great opportunity to run the ball. The problem is I also believe in the Arizona offense against this Atlanta defense to keep this going as a shootout. This is going to be, in my opinion, a high-scoring game. We're going to talk DFS stuff a little bit later on. This is one of the highest totals on the game at 51. One of the highest totals of the week, I should say. And so that's where we look, right, for some DFS nuggets, some DFS magic. And right now, with the Falcons and Cards at 51, I do think it'll be a back-and-forth kind of game. I don't believe in this Atlanta defense right now. I'll take the points in Kyler Murray. Yes, I will. All right, so I won't take the Browns points. I will take the Cardinals points. There's three more. Miami Dolphins. Our home dogs. Against the Washington football team. Now, I told you 2 weeks ago that I would take them in week six. I told you last week to get it then because it was plus six. Now it's plus three, 3.5, and I'm scared. Yes, I ultimately think you should take it, but honestly, in this game, the total, people, the total in this game is like 41.5, 42, something like that. You tell me how these teams are going to score. I don't think that's going to be the case. All right, so when I see Washington, Miami at 41, 41.5, the hook now scares me. Because maybe, you know, new interim coach, you know, Colt McCoy, maybe they're inspired a bit. But I like the better play now is the under. I'm not touching this game between two of the worst teams in the NFL. There are two more. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers are plus two at home against the Carolina Panthers. Now, listen, I think the Bucs play much better at home than they do on the road. I think Carolina plays much better at home than they do on the road. The fact that this is in Tampa is interesting to me. I actually believe Tampa Bay can win this game outright. I don't know. Like, Kyle Allen has won all these games. He's going to turn. I believe more in what Bruce Arians and Jameis Winston are doing. I know they didn't get a W last week, but they lost to the Saints, I believe 31-24. I think they could put up points. I like Tampa. I'd be willing to take the points. And the last one, I had to save it for last. The New York Jets are 7.5-point home dogs. Now listen, and this is going to be, you're going to hear me say this again when I'm doing DFS plays in the next segment. But honestly, people, this offense is going to look a lot different. You had a third-string quarterback in there for the last 3 weeks. This is now Sam Darnold back in there, and whatever his spleen is and the mono and all that, we're now past all those jokes. He's cleared. He's active. He's going to start. I fully believe that for the most part, we have to view this offense in the way that we were viewing this offense going into week one. Jamison Crowder had 14 catches that week. Robbie Anderson, Le'Veon Bell without eight men in the box. I think this offense is going to surprise some people. And I think that could even lead to a backdoor cover. I don't think the Jets are going to win this game, okay? I got a lot of people using Dallas as a survivor play, and I ain't mad at it, okay? I don't think the Jets win. But more than a touchdown, if you can get that more than a touchdown at home with Sammy D back, I think they can stay within the touchdown. I think this has 24-20, 23-17 written all over it. And a backdoor cover may in fact happen. So to recap, I'll take the Bucs as a home dog. I'll take the Dolphins as a home dog, but I'd much rather the under in that game as a play. I'll take the Cards as a home dog. I'll take the Jets as a home dog. I will not, however, take the Cleveland Browns. I think something's going on there, and I believe in Seattle as a team that can travel on the road, professional with their run game, their defense, and Russell effing Wilson that's going to get it done, all right? So four of the five home dogs, I think, get a W. We'll talk about it on Monday and see if that's one of the things Speeds got right or if it's one of the things Speeds got wrong. When we come back, we talk about some Game of Inches action. I have a nominee, and then we turn our attention to DFS. You ain't got to wait for season long. Let's just win some cash this weekend. I'll show you how to do it. Come on back. Episode 407. Dilly Dilly. Gotta love the cipher. You heard?
Are you ready for the nation's first and only free 24-hour network dedicated to you, the betting and fantasy sports enthusiast? SportsGrid will provide you with real-time content, statistics, and gaming intelligence unlike anything you've ever seen before. Located both in the heart of New York City and inside the FanDuel Sportsbook at the Meadowlands, SportsGrid is live 18 hours a day, here to serve you, the fanatic. This is SportsGrid. Get on the grid.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
Welcome back. Episode 407 of the Fantasy Freestyle with the Stats Overbeat Cypher. I got some questions to answer from the chat room, and I'm going to do that. But first, I got to let everybody know that if you want two risk-free wagers up to $1,000, just go on over to pointsbet.com/grid, and you can open up a PointsBet sports wagering account. Enter the promo code GRID, and you will get two risk-free bets up to $1,000. That's not the right screen. There you go. In addition to traditional betting, PointsBet also offers its own betting concept where customers are rewarded by how much they win their bet. For example, if you're playing tonight's NFL game, you bet the Patriots minus 17. Yes, I know it is a 17-point spread, but if they beat the Giants by, say, 21, which is very possible, you will get 21 times your stake. Oh my God, where do I sign up? I'll tell you. It's at pointsbet.com/grid, and then enter the promo code GRID and get your two risk-free bets up to $1,000 today. And of course, if you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. You got to be 21 and over. New Jersey only. Eligibility restrictions apply. All right. You know what I think is interesting, though? And I probably shouldn't say this, but like, if you have a gambling problem and you're listening to this network, like, do you really think you're self-aware and ready to like call that 1-800-GAMBLER number? Danny, I that's almost a real question. I want your thought on that a little bit later on in the show, but I digress. All right, man. Danny, you almost had up there before a game of inches, and you know, Perry Ng is still the leader in the clubhouse with that Chicago-Washington sack on the last play of the game to lose by 0.04 of a point. I don't know if we're going to beat that, but put this one up, Danny. All right. So we got El Jefe and Javi. And El Jefe lost by 0.1 of a point. And I want to draw your attention to the bottom left here, the Odell Beckham thing, because here's where I think it's interesting. I don't know if this has Odell Beckham passing yards in it. I see the 2 for 27. In PPR, that's what, 4.7. I know he had a rush also in this game. It looks like this team, El Jefe's crew, also got cheated out of Odell Beckham's passing yards on Monday Night Football. And that's BS. So if you're El Jefe's crew, you need to go back to your commissioner and be like, yo, what's up with my passing yards? But Danny, you know why this isn't an actual nominee? Because someone hit me up on Twitter and was like, this happened to my friend. It wasn't even them.
I remember you telling me about
that. Yeah, this happened to someone's friend or someone in their league. So I was like, all right, that is rough, you know, and that's definitely a tough loss. And there's probably some interesting game of inches aspects there, but it didn't even happen to you. You know what I'm saying? So we're not going to have that surpass Perry Ng. Right now, Perry Ng is the week three, I believe it was, with the Bears and Washington. That is still the leader. If you think you could beat it for Game of Inches, Perry Ng, if this holds true for another, I don't know, 10 weeks, we got a RotoWear shirt or some kind of shirt coming your way. All right, I got some other questions in the chat room that I want to answer. A champ is in the chat room asking me about Evans and Gallup. Now, listen, I still go Evans. Yes, I know he got squadouche last week and Gallup blew up. But here's the thing, and I said this on Monday's show, I don't think Dallas wants to throw the ball 40, 45, 50 times. They want to run the ball with Zeke Elliott, and game flow will be such, I believe, against the Jets that they'll be able to do so. So while Gallup had a great game, and while Gallup deserves to be on rosters, I would not start him over Mike Evans. There's also that kind of squeaky wheel gets the grease, so give me Mike Evans there. Ben is asking me about streaming defenses. When I do defenses for DFS, pay attention, Ben. That'll be some reasons and some defenses I like. And in general, Ben, always, you know what's a good strategy if you don't know? Go on one of these sites, a FanDuel, a DraftKings, and see the pricing of the defenses. And cross-check that, which ones are available in your league. And then you might get some options going just that way. By the way, your other question, I like Chris Thompson a lot. I've always liked Chris Thompson better than Adrian Peterson because when Washington is down and they want to throw the ball, Chris Thompson is the check-down machine. Will they be down against Miami? Maybe. All right, but I told you, I'm on the under in that game. Dexter Rojas, my man. I don't see the issue. You start O.J. Howard this week. All right, you got Evan Ingram banged up. You got Waller on a bye. Yeah, it's very simple. You start O.J. Howard this week. You don't take a zero. All right, Terry, no, do not drop Big Mike Williams. Do not drop Big Mike Williams. I do like Robbie Anderson. I think Robbie Anderson is viable to add, but Mike Williams is probably not the person to draft. Hit me up on Twitter, hit me up on Patreon with your situation, and we'll see what we can do. All right, let's go to DFS now, okay? And just like I was just telling Ben, and just like I was saying at the beginning of the show, the first thing you want to look at is look at the totals of these games. Okay, Houston, Kansas City, Atlanta, Arizona. Those are the games where Vegas and the books expect the most touchdowns, the most production. So what do you know? I'm going to be talking about a lot of Cardinals and Falcons and Texans and Chiefs, right? But in general, that's a strategy. And as well, if you're looking for defenses to stream or defenses, look at the under. Look at the low total games, okay? So let me see some low total games this week as well. Listen, Washington, Miami, only 41. All right, Tennessee, Denver, only 41. Those are some defenses right there, Ben. Okay, but I digress. Let's keep it moving. At quarterback this week, I'll tell you where I'm going. I'm going with Kyler Murray this week. Kyler Murray will be my DFS quarterback at 7,700. Did you see what Deshaun Watson did against Atlanta last week? By the way, I told you to put Deshaun Watson in lineups last week, right? I've been fading now this Atlanta Falcons defense. And just like Watson not only threw for ridiculous numbers, they put up 50 some odd points. He ran for like 41 yards as well. Kyler Murray can do that. Same matchup. And by the way, for the Falcons, this is now their second straight road game. The Falcons were at Houston, and they are now at Arizona. Even more reason I like Kyler Murray. Listen, there's some more expensive options out there that I can't disagree with. You want to go back to Watson for 8,400? Sure. You want to use Patty Mahomes? Sure. Right? Like, I can't be upset at that, right? He's 9,200. Lamar Jackson also is a guy that I would highly recommend this week. They're playing against Cincinnati. We know about that run defense of Cincinnati, right? I've talked about it now for a long time, how they've been getting gashed in the run game. You think Lamar and the Baltimore Ravens have the ability to do that? I like Lamar this week to bounce back at 8,200. But my number one play, given the price, given what I think is the production, is Kyler Murray at 7,700. At the running back position, I've given you the narrative. All right, you can plug in the guys. Give me Devontae Freeman at 6,600. Arizona is also a bad run defense. I think both teams will score points in this one. And I will admit, though, I do have to acknowledge, I just can't quit Devontae Freeman. I just think that he's in for a blow up. I've said this before, that the hate's gone too far. I think the, you know, I think the value is there. I think his price is too low. But I do acknowledge I've got, like, you know, he's one of my guys. All right, so I acknowledge that I may be like going back to the well with Devontae Freeman when maybe you should not. But another guy, again, I'm going to fade this run defense. The Cincinnati Bengals run defense has given up 167 yards a game. And now they see the run-heavy Baltimore Ravens. Give me Mark Ingram. Mark Ingram at 7,400. He was a little bit banged up, but he still produces. And again, this is Cincinnati back-to-back road games, okay? I like Ingram, I like Lamar, I like these Falcons, I like these Cardinals, all right? Here's some other ones. Now, I know that you're seeing info that Alvin Kamara popped up, limited practice. I don't give a damn. I'd like him at 7,900. He's one of the guys I'd pay up for. I know it's against Jacksonville. I know Jacksonville's a good defense, but their strength is in the pass defense. Cat scratch fever, if you remember that, the Real Deal Stats overbeat Cypher from last year, right? And Kamara hasn't scored a touchdown in his last two games. I'm expecting positive regression. I'm expecting the Saints to try to run the ball against Jacksonville instead of throw the ball. Give me Alvin Kamara. And it's just never a bad idea to have Alvin Kamara, right? Lev Bell against Dallas. The Jets are going to look different. Le'Veon Bell at 6,800 with Sam Darnold back and maybe less in the box. Give me Le'Veon Bell. I like Tevin Coleman, people. Listen, Tevin Coleman against the Rams, they've mispriced him. Coleman looked good. Coleman had the most rushing attempts of any Niner running back, and we know they can run the ball, but check it out. Breida's at 5,900. Most starts at 5,700. Tevin Coleman is at 5,000 at a bargain basement price. I like that, okay? If you want another kind of idea, AP is interesting this week. I know I just said I like Chris Thompson over AP, and I do long term. But this new coach said that they need a commitment to the run game, and who knows? They may be winning against Miami. I'd rather Coleman at 5,000 than Peterson at 5,300. Tevin Coleman, Lev Bell, Alvin Kamara, but then really Mark Ingram and Devontae Freeman. At the tight end position, this is a week where I will pay up for Travis Kelce. I'll pay up for Kelce. Houston is better against the run, and the targets have been there for Kelce. 8 targets, 9 targets, 8 targets, 8 targets, 10 targets. The wide receiver group is something of a herd. I don't know about it's Tyreek Hill back, Sammy Watkins. You know, what about this DeMarcus Robinson? But I know Kelce will be there, and this is a week I will pay up. Remember, there's teams on bye that have valid tight ends, right? So it kind of takes some out. And when you think about the Sunday night game being options for tight end, the Monday night game, yeah, I like Travis Kelce. If you want to spend a little bit less, I'll take a stab with Gerald Everett. Gerald Everett has been good lately. He's at only $6,000 on FanDuel. He's had 19 targets over the last two games, guys. That is a lot. I think he'll be low-owned because people fear this now San Francisco defense. So, you know, I think he's a flyer if you don't have the money to spend up all the way. With the streaming and the defenses, listen, Baltimore versus Cincinnati, sacks are coming on Andy Dalton. Remember, he got sacked 9 times or 8 times last time. And the defense, I think they're hearing whispers about them not being elite anymore. I think they make a statement here. But if you're looking for a low price one, give me the Minnesota Vikings at 3,600. I know it sounds crazy because they are, in fact, facing Philly. That's a good offense. But Minnesota is good at home, and they can get pressure on Carson Wentz. So at a cheap option, give me the Minnesota Vikings. When we come back, I'll give you some wide receivers I like on DFS. We'll look at Thursday Night Football as it looks like the Houston Astros are putting it on Tampa Bay. And we'll take your calls as well. 844-843-6879. Put the number in, Danny. Phone lines are open if you want to talk to the spitting statistician. Yatu, babe, come on back.
Are you ready for the nation's first and only free 24-hour network dedicated to you, the betting and fantasy sports enthusiast? SportsGrid will provide you with real-time content, statistics, and gaming intelligence unlike anything you've ever seen before. Located both in the heart of New York City and inside the FanDuel Sportsbook at the Meadowlands, SportsGrid is live 18 hours a day, here to serve you, the fanatic. This is SportsGrid. Get on the grid.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
Hold it now.
Welcome back. Episode 407 of the Fantasy Freestyle. 407th convening at Stats Over Beats Cypher. We got some things. I was looking at the chat room over the break as the Rays do, in fact, you know, go yard and bring it back to 4-1. Garrett Cole getting touched up a little bit, but, you know, with a three-run lead and Garrett Cole on the mound, I don't know. Strong Style, you know what it is. And by the way, Strong Style, Puerto Ricans, they do the Humpty Hump. Now watch me do the Humpty Hump. Jen Rott, I agree with the people in the chat room. The 49ers defense is completely legit. I know you may be scared off, oh, they're playing the Rams, but I'm not, okay? I'm not scared off by that, and I still think they can get pressure on Goff. They can get turnovers. So I'm with the group over there, Jen. I think the 49ers defense is absolutely legit. Let's talk Thursday Night Football. What I'm staring at right now, at least, is the Giants getting 16.5 points and 43.5 is the total. Let me tell you guys something right now, okay? First of all, home favorites are 70-46 against the spread on Thursday Night Football. That is 60%, all right? I'm not worried about the big spread. I'm not. I don't see how the Giants are going to score much tonight, okay? This Patriots defense has given up something like one offensive touchdown all season. You got no Barkley. You got no Gallman even. You got no Ingram. You got no Shep. This is like Golden Tate, and that's about it, all right? And then you look on the other side, and, you know, you got TFB, right? And you got the undefeated Patriots. You also, in this game, have weather. It's not necessarily the rain, but reports I'm getting is that the wind is a real issue. 15, 20, 25 mile an hour gusts. That impacts the passing game. You take the weather and what I expect to be the game flow genius of this game, and that's where I think the prop bets are important, okay? First of all, this guy Hillman, the third string running back for the Giants, right?
He's literally the only guy. There's a prop. There's two prop bets on him. 39.5 rushing yards and 10.5 attempts. I'm not taking the yards one because I don't know. He might get stuffed. He might defecate the mattress. There's a reason he was on the practice squad a week and a half ago. But I will take the over on the attempts at 10.5 attempts. They can't. Danny Dimes is not going to throw the ball 57 times tonight. He might throw it 45, but they're going to run the ball a little bit, especially early, especially if it's windy and raining. So for me, over 10.5 attempts for Hillman is a nice little prop bet, okay? I also, similar vein, because of the game script and the prevent defense, Danny Dimes, not the yards, but the completions, I'll take the over. Not the over on yards, which stands at last I saw at 224.5, but I will take the over on 20.5 completions. I think this game is going to be decided already in the second half, and so what does that mean? Check down, dink, dunk, go. That's what I think will be happening, and I think he'll rack up completions in the second half. People were talking about Sony Michel before. Give me the over on Sony Michel's rushing yards. I believe I saw it last at 70.5. I'll take the over on that as well. And if you want to put them together, here's what I think is interesting. You can do a little prop or parlay here on FanDuel. New England and the under. New England, given the 16.5 and the under. You put that in, that is at plus 320. That's over 3-1 odds. And I think that's the way to play. All right, but if you need to be safe, if you want to just make one bet for me on this game, it is the under. I got it at under like 43 or 43.5. It went down to 41. It's gone back up a little bit, but when I see this wind and this weather, I'm comfortable. I think New England will hold up to their end of the bargain. Will the Giants hold up to theirs? I don't think so. So the way I see it is take the under as the play. I'm okay putting it together with the Pats because that gives me plus 320. All right, I'll take over 10.5 attempts for Hillman. I'll take over 20.5 completions for Danny Dimes. And here's another one. There's a prop bet on James White's longest reception. And the number I'm looking at is 12.5. I'll take the over on that all day. All that is one broken tackle from any of the catches that James White has. That's him taking a screen, a little dump off, and breaking one tackle and going for 17. I think that can happen against this Giants defense. I'll also take the over James White longest reception, over 12.5 yards. All right, Danny Otto in the building in the pit of misery. How you doing, brother man?
I'm doing good. How about you?
Good. I'm glad to hear it. Danny, you have an interesting matchup this week.
Oh, I mean, I'm not doing good about my matchup, but I'm doing good in general.
But why are you so pessimistic, though, bro? You should be a little half empty.
Glass half full. Here's the thing.
What's up?
I'm not just going against Jilly Dilly from the Cypher. I'm going against Jilly Dilly from the Cypher and everything you've ever said about anything
it's true.
In the history of
Jilly Dilly does take good notes. She takes copious notes. And let me say, even though I'm not doing so well, right? I'm in the bottom half at only 2-3 in this league. The fact that Jilly Dilly is right up there with over 600 points, one of the highest point totals and at 4-1, that feels like a moral victory for me by proxy. You know what I mean? It would be one thing if Mendo's and the Mighty Fugazis were 5-0, then I'd be like, oh, snap. Oh, snap. I kind of suck. But the fact that it's Jilly Dilly, who's doing really well, that does make me feel decent.
Can I tell you what makes me feel good?
What's up?
So Jilly Dilly already said in the chat today, the deal is if I lose, I'm going to get some friendship bread to soften the loss.
I like that. So if you win, what happens? But what if you win, what happens?
I don't know.
You got to do something.
She didn't.
You got to do something, Danny. I'm not going to let this stand. You got to do something.
Okay. How about this?
Tell me.
If I win,
yeah,
she will be the first one to get my band's new EP.
I love it. Yes, Danny, that's with it. Okay, we are making a deal here. Jilly Dilly, make sure you confirm this. If you beat Danny, you got to give him some friendship bread to heal the wounds. But if Danny beats you, he's going to give you a early advanced copy of him and his band's new album. What's the name of the album, Danny?
We haven't even named it.
To be determined. That's how early it is.
That's how early it is right
now. All right. I think that's a deal. I like that. Danny, I'm going to go back and ask you some other questions, but someone reminded me in the chat that I didn't do the DFS wide receivers yet, so I want to help people, say it with me, Henry Anderson, win your leagues and win that cash. So let's talk about some wide receivers that I like. All right. I said it last week. I'm going to say it again. I'm going to go right back to the Adam Thielen well. I know he's a little banged up, was limited to practice. He going to play. And at 7,200 against Philadelphia, I like this, okay? Philadelphia is a very, very good run defense. Number one in the NFL, in fact. So Dalvin Cook may have some tough sledding. I think Minnesota will once again have to go to their passing game. And we all know the Diggs theory and all that stuff, but still, I got a Thielen. I like Adam Thielen at 7,200. I think his usage will be closer to last week. And no, this is not recency bias talking. This is the fact of what the Philadelphia Eagles defense may make them do. That's what that's all about. I told you about the Jets, right? And back to Sam Darnold, right? And I think they're going to be losing the game. So game script is them throwing the ball, right? Well, listen. Jamison Crowder is at 5,400. Robbie Anderson is at 5,300, people. So if you want to, you know, not spend so much, I think those are viable options, especially with Sammy D back, all right? So I'll also tell you, and I know I mentioned at the top of the show, Christian Kirk is trending like he's playing again, but give me Larry Fitzgerald anyway. I'm not worried about that. Give me Larry Fitzgerald at 5,600. I told you, I believe this will be a high-scoring game. Remember, the total is in the mid-50s. And listen, all right, Kirk is at 5,600 as well. So if you like the other way of doing it, go right ahead. Okay, these guys haven't scored in a little while either. Fitzy hasn't scored in the last 2 weeks. I think that changes on Sunday against these Atlanta Falcons. So I'm fine with spending up for Thielen and then taking an Arizona wideout and a Jets wideout. Listen, another low cost wideout. I just think that the algorithm and the prices haven't caught up to it yet. Cortland Sutton is at 5,900, people. And he is the number one wideout, I think, in Denver. I think he's surpassing Manny Sanders. They're different kinds of wideouts, but you know, Cortland Sutton is definitely able to do it. Tennessee is a decent defense, but I think that's value at 5,900. And listen, Houston is playing Kansas City. All right, that's a pass defense you can attack. And I know everyone is like, oh, Dan, you always go right back to him. I'll go right back to DeAndre Hopkins at 8,400, especially with the way Will Fuller popped off last week. You know, it's the same thing. Guys, it's the same thing as Mike Evans and Chris Godwin. Excuse me. If you're going to divert all your attention to Mike Evans, and not only was he being shadowed by Lattimore last week, but there was also like safeties rolled over, well, then Godwin's going to blow up and beat you. And if you're paying attention to D-Hop too much, well, then Fuller's going to blow up and beat you. But I don't think that's consistent. I'll go right back to the well with Mike Evans in season long, and I'll go right back to the well with D-Hop in DFS. So there are the wide receivers for those, and I forgot about that. Danny, though, in our league, we got a couple of other interesting matchups. All right, check this one out. We got John G, Tampa Pick 6, who was here and is on the top of the leaderboard, facing Young Kaz. All right, and that is a legit matchup. That's a legit matchup. I'm playing the undisclosed location. My man Danny Lee. Listen, we'll talk about that in a second. But first, I got a caller here that I want to get to because we only got a couple of minutes. It's Hunter from Pennsylvania. Hunter, what's going on? How can we help you win your leagues and win that cash? What's going on?
Yeah, I had a question for tonight's game. I had a start sit question.
Sure.
I know New York's got most of their weapons are out this week. So right. It was either going to be between Tyler Boyd, who I'm kind of scared about because it's Cincinnati, or Golden Tate, who that's about all they have.
Yeah, I'll go Tate. I'll go Tate. Here, and you're absolutely right, Hunter, and thanks for the call. Listen, he's like the last man standing, right? You know what I mean? Not only that, Hunter, but I expect there to be a negative game flow. I expect New York to be down in the second half, needing to throw. And Golden Tate, Hunter, is kind of the perfect wide receiver because he runs a lot of those short routes, right? The underneath stuff, the exact stuff that might be given up by a prevent defense. I think Golden Tate, it's not like he's going to eat, but he will be kind of the last man standing. I think he'll get 9 targets today. You know, it's a safe play. So, Hunter, I'm with Golden Tate over Tyler Boyd because I think there's a safer floor in that matchup. All right, Hunter?
Yep. Awesome, buddy. Thank you.
Anytime, brother, man. Feel like you can call back absolutely anytime. So, here's the other thing. I'm facing the undisclosed location, Danny. And remember, and be ready to play the drop, Danny. Remember that Danny Lee, our undisclosed location, his daughter was bouncing around to the spitting statistician. Remember that with Fantasy Freestyle? When you played what, Danny? When you played what? This is for you, Danny Lee.
I'm bouncing around too.
Where's your daughter?
Baby shark, 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 do 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 do. Baby shark, do 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 do. Baby shark, do 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 do. Baby shark.
All right, take it off, Danny.
Mommy shark.
We don't need that anymore. No, 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 Danny. We don't need that anymore. Thank you. No, 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 Danny. So here's what I'd say, Danny Lee, in the undisclosed location. Hopefully, after our matchup, your daughter can bounce around to that as opposed to the final score, because it will not look good in your favor. But I digress, people. All right. Last one, we got Terry R. asking me, Jimmy Graham or TJ Hockenson? I'll take Jimmy Graham. And the reason I'll take Jimmy Graham is because Devontae Adams is still out. So I like Jimmy Graham as a red zone option. I agree with you, Mendo. We're not going to do that one much anymore, okay? Only when we actually need it. But I need it, you know. Bone crush. Hey, brother, would I trade Darren Waller for Stephon Diggs? No, I would not. I would absolutely not. We don't know about Diggs' usage. Can you Diggs it? But Darren Waller is proven to be, at least this season, he's one of the top five tight ends, so I will do that. I'm here next hour in Game Live every morning for Make It Rain, and Sunday morning here for Pro Football Today. It's going to be hard to answer your questions, people, when I'm on air, but send them to me. You know I'll do the best I can. Use the hashtag StatsOverBeats and hit me up on Patreon for guaranteed answers and responses. We'll be back here on Monday to talk about it all, what I got right, what I got wrong, and who is really a Fugazi. Have a great weekend. Win your leagues and win that cash. Dilly Dilly, I'm out.
Peace. DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you premier advice. We play every day. All major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections. And now, the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build an optimized lineup for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
Every analytic in the world says, don't let the lefty pitch to the right-handed pitcher. I don't care if it's Bumgarner. I don't care if it's Kershaw. It's not the right setup. That entire team, you won 106 games based on analytics. And now comes in game five and elimination, you decide to go with your gut? You don't have a problem with that?
No, I actually don't, when the name is Clayton Kershaw on the other side, Joe. So let's spin it forward. Let's spin it forward today. All right. Mm-hmm. Garrett Cole. Garrett Cole is humming along, right? He goes through five or five and a half, and they're doing a great job, but, you know, he threw 107 pitches to get there, right?
Right.
You're telling me that you don't want to go to, you know, a guy like Greinke. Or if you're Tampa Bay and you have Glasnow, it's not, you know, Snell and Morton that's coming out. Like, that's what we said yesterday. So we're not going to do that now?
Well, if you're going to use the theory that, well, it's Greinke or it's, and you're not, and you're going to completely ignore the fact that, yeah, Greinke or Kershaw in this situation, not great in the playoffs in this spot, has not been, has proven it. So why risk that? Because you're not getting Clayton Kershaw in a July afternoon. You're getting playoff Kershaw, who quite honestly is terrible. I mean, absolutely terrible. And you set him up to me. I think Dave Roberts set him up to fail, not giving him the proper matchup and not giving him, putting him in a spot where Kershaw could excel. It's not where he excels. You put him in a spot to fail, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, I hear you, Joe, but, like, aren't there some players that transcend the matchup like we talk about in football, right? Like, uh-oh, this is a tough defense they're going with, but...
Be sure to follow all our social media at FNTSY Sportsnet and at FNTSY Radio.
And now I'm tweeting about you, bruh.
Money Now 100 is not a lender, broker, or agent of any lender or financial advisor. We do not make loans or credit decisions. You must be 18 years or older and a U.S. resident to qualify. This is not an offer or solicitation to lend. I went to MoneyNow100.com and got the $5,000 I needed deposited in my account the next business day. If you need money for any reason, help is here. Go to MoneyNow100.com and get the money you need. Need to pay off credit card debt? Go to MoneyNow100.com. Need your car repaired? Need home improvement money? Visit MoneyNow100.com. If you need fast cash for any reason, go to MoneyNow100.com. Good, bad, or no credit at all. Go to MoneyNow100.com. You could get up to $5,000 as soon as the next business day. Go to MoneyNow100.com on your phone, tablet, or computer.